Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. Most people you ask will tell you that food at fast food restaurants may be high on taste, but it is really low when it comes to nutritional value. Reporter Jim Smith explores this issue, and what he's found may surprise some of our listeners. It seems that fast food may unnecessarily be getting a bad rap.
Obesity is a problem of our times. In some places, up to 25% of adults are obese. Of the many culprits blamed for what is being called an epidemic, we find fast food restaurants topping the list. Rich in fat, sugar, and salt, food at such establishments does not appear to be healthy. But should fast food be demonized? We explore this issue with two opposing sides. First, we meet with George Sumter, chief dietitian for our city's hospitals. Then we'll talk with Samantha Costas, owner and operator of 5 fast food restaurants in our area.
Where can I begin? Since I have so much against fast food and generally all sorts of commercially available food. The best example I can use is the documentary, Supersize Me, in which a journalist consumed nothing but items off a fast food restaurant menu for all his meals for a month. At the end of his experiment, in which he was his own guinea pig, he had gained over 15 kilos. His cholesterol level had gone through the roof, and he had succumbed to depression. Being overweight, having high cholesterol, with all its concomitant complications, and being depressed are all problems characteristic of today. I mean, so many people face these problems because they indulge in the poor quality food from such establishments.
After listening to that pretty vocal attack, I'd like to turn to Samantha, who is a local entrepreneur. Samantha is a franchisee responsible for 5 restaurants belonging to a well-known chain. As you would expect, she has a different view of the problem.
As a mother, I'm concerned my kids have a proper diet. Of course we eat at my restaurants. The food served there is far from junk. Our burgers are 100% beef, and all ingredients, from potatoes to sauces, are carefully selected. And it's not all fried or grilled foods, since we also offer salads, which, by the way, come from locally grown produce. If some of our customers overdo it, is it our fault? The answer's obvious. The problem with obesity is not the type of food people consume, but the quantity. If someone eats exclusively large quantities of completely organic food, they still run the risk of gaining unwanted weight. If you're careful with quantities, no matter what and where you eat, you won't have a problem. It's that simple. There's mention of the documentary Supersize Me, which I found outrageous because the protagonist wasn't simply eating. He was binging on extra large quantities of everything. He was also intentionally ordering immense quantities of high-fat food for each one of his meals. Had he eaten home-cooked meals with the same fat content and sugar content and the same caloric intake, the end result would have been no different. He still would have put himself on the road to obesity and exposed himself to all the dire consequences of an unhealthy diet.
So before blaming fast food restaurants for our obesity epidemic, perhaps we should consider our society's more general dietary patterns. In a nutshell, overeating is a problem, even when it involves eating meals at home that include otherwise healthy and organic ingredients.
36. What debate is a program trying to resolve? Which statement would both experts agree with regarding the documentary, Super Size Me, and its protagonist? 38. How is the program organized? 39. What seems to be the purpose of the documentary, Super Size Me? 40. What does the reporter apparently conclude?